This is the brief on the federal regulatory clock for AI companion chatbots. While a landmark Senate bill protecting kids from AI chatbots is frozen by a hidden fiscal tripwire, parallel bills, state laws, and tech designs are writing the actual rules. First, the clock is ticking on the Garden Act. Today, June 4th, 2026, is day 35 since the Senate Judiciary Committee marked it up 22-0 on April 30. Without a CBO score, it lacks a named funding source, causing a UMRA Section 423 exposure. Think of this as a hidden fiscal tripwire. Without funding attached, any single senator can halt it on the floor, requiring a massive 60 votes to waive. If the leading bill is procedurally trapped, who's stepping up? Second, the parallel race. The Chatbot Act, S-4407, pushes parental controls in Senate Commerce, while the House side Kids Act, H.R. 7757, already cleared Energy and Commerce. Three Pacific Coast states beat Washington to the punch. California, SB 243, Oregon, SB 1546, and Washington, HB 2225, are active laws. It's a stark contrast. While Congress debates, these states' early mandate routing kids in crisis to hotlines like 988. While lawmakers argue, someone solved the AI crisis problem using a completely different architecture. Finally, the counselor in the loop model. The Trevor Project's Crisis Context Simulator uses AI to role-play a kid in crisis to train human counselors so the AI never talks to the vulnerable minor. It's the policy answer hiding in plain sight. The safest regulation is simply a design where the AI trains the human and the human takes the call. Ultimately, while politicians argue platform versus parent duties, states and safety organizations have already built the active safety nets. Washington is waiting on a budget score, but the rest of the country is already building the guardrails.